We are all dealing with the scourge of inflation. And the classic definition, if you spend any time in an economics class, is that it is too many dollars chasing too few goods. Well, the Fed has expanded the money supply. There you've got your too many dollars. The too few goods is being exacerbated by a supply chain event resulting in worker shortages and also logistics nightmares that have caused an astonishing number of container ships to just be floating out in the Pacific and not delivering their goods to people like you and me. That's driving up prices. It's also inconveniencing us because we can't get the things that we need to continue with our daily lives. How do we fix it? We turn to Tom Madrecki, who is the Vice President of Supply Chain and Logistics for the Consumer Brands Association, a group that is participating in President Biden's task force addressing this very issue. Mr. Madrecki, good morning.
Good morning, Guy. It's great to join you today.
Are you satisfied with the level of attention that the White House is giving this?
You know, they've really stepped up their game in escalating this. We're really pleased by the discussion yesterday, driving towards 24/7 port operations, getting the commitments from the private sector, but clearly more can be done. And right now, what we're calling for is an increase directly into the labor pool. So much of this revolves around labor, whether that's through incentives, temporary visas, or even if needed, the targeted use of the National Guard, really being able to strategically deploy and being able to target some of those freight pinch points and congested areas throughout the supply chain. There's so much of this that really revolves around the private sector, but there is a role for government to play. The Biden administration, to their credit, are taking it seriously. They're convening it, convening all of the relevant stakeholders. But there is definitely an opportunity to accelerate this and really expedite the movement of goods that consumers need.
And I want to break down those solutions in just a moment, but put it into perspective for us. If a producer in Shanghai or wherever loads a container ship, how long does it now take for that container ship to get to U.S. shores, offloaded, and to get those goods to shelves where I can access them? And how long should it take?
it's now more than doubled, in some cases it's even longer. You have companies that are chartering their own ships or purchasing their own air transportation to mitigate this. You've seen this in other sectors. We at the Consumer Brands Association represent the makers of everyday products, food, beverage, household, personal care, and things that can't be delayed, right? That you can wait for a toy at Christmas time, or you can wait for something else, but you need food on your table. You need soap or toilet paper. And so our manufacturers are working overtime to make sure that products are on the shelf. But at the same time, we've seen out of stocks be on the rise. So let's say normal out of stocks are around 7, 10%. They've climbed to around 15%, almost twice the usual amount. And that's in large part due to some of these logistics challenges, not just at ports, but really across the nation, right? There's a truck driver shortage. There aren't enough warehousing capacity. There isn't enough workers. And so all of this is combining together to create this perfect storm.
So what kind of targeted incentives specifically for dock workers and truckers would make sense at this point?
Right. So what we see is just this scarcity, especially in the trucking sector. Folks have to be on the road driving, and it's a hard lifestyle. It's a challenging job, but it's also the foundation of so much of the supply chain. We're really grateful for the truckers that are out there, for the work that they're doing to make sure that essential products are in consumers' homes. But we need to ensure that they're out there, they're driving, they're able to be on the road. And so there's a role, again, I think, for government to play and step up and being able to recognize those efforts.
Do we know, at the Port of Los Angeles, obviously, I mean, the Pacific Ocean now looks like an airport cell phone lot. Okay, I mean, it's crazy how backed up these ships are. But it's been doing that for weeks. What took so long in changing the L.A. port to a 24/7 operation? Was it union negotiations? Why wasn't this done sooner?
Yeah, so the Biden administration and John Porcari, the port envoy that they appointed to the Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force, really sat everyone together and said that you guys got to figure this out. So it's port operators, it's terminal operators, it's truck drivers, it's labor and unions, all needing to be at the table to negotiate and to make commitments that this will happen. The longshoremen, to their credit, they've stepped up their game. You have the private sector, major retailers like Walmart, Target, others saying that we're going to get the goods once they land. And the truckers are making commitments as well to say that, we'll do the overnight shift or we'll pick up products late at night. Other countries already have had 24/7 operations for their ports around the world. There's a lot more automation, a lot more technology at those ports. And so there's a real opportunity long term. Once we go through this crisis, the next 90 days, there's this opportunity to invest in our infrastructure, invest in ports, and really accelerate that level of competitiveness in the U.S.
And I guess one other element to this, we are well aware here in the state of Michigan of the need for seasonal employees. And quite often, American workers don't want to be a seasonal employee. And we have to rely on temporary visas to allow foreign workers in, especially up at places like Mackinac Island and elsewhere. You're calling for maybe an extension of the temporary visa program. How would that work, and how do you deal with the pushback from people that are going to say, no, Americans should get those jobs first?
I mean, the jobs are out there. The CPG industry alone has 143,000 open, good, high-quality positions, careers that people can step into today. I think that we're also seeing a whole sort of evolution of the culture of work. We need people that are dedicated, willing to work, going to sort of step up for the moment in time that we're in right now. We're in a crisis. We need to have that manpower and just make sure that we get through this holiday peak season and this rush and then stabilize the economy, stabilize the supply chain.
Right. And where would it make sense, do you think, to deploy the National Guard on an emergency basis?
I mean, there's a lot of different roles, and this is not that crazy of an idea, right? You think about you have the National Guard right now driving school buses in Massachusetts. There's actually a precedent for them to be deployed towards ports. In 2018, they did some work along the southern border. So there's an opportunity here for, if it's unloading boats, if you have CDL holders being able to drive some trucks, if there's a particular distribution center or a retail center or manufacturing facility that needs workers, maybe supplementing some of that. What we see it as it's a stopgap measure, stop the bleeding, sort of a band-aid for the interim period of time, and then you think about how do you, reinvest in your workforce, how do you grow that longer term, because there's clearly a mismatch right now between the capacity in the supply chain and then the tremendous consumer demand. Consumer demand has spiked 8% year over year, and that's year over pandemic year, right? So we in the consumer packaged goods industry have seen so much demand growth just in the last year and a half.
Right. And it'd be great to take advantage of that, but we can't do it if it's floating in the Pacific, right? And the other option is we need to make more of those things here on the domestic shores, but that will be another conundrum for another time. Tom Mandrecki, thank you so much. We appreciate your perspective on this.
Absolutely, Guy. Have a great one.